On the line, I have Roisin Lonergan, and she's the artistic director with the Five Lamps Arts Festival. Good afternoon, Roisin. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you doing?
Okay, incidentally, how long is the festival going now? It's 10 years.
Yeah, this is the 10th year of the festival.
To make sure.
We're really looking forward to this year's festival starting on Thursday evening.
Yeah, I don't think people realise. I think you could guarantee you could ask a lot of people around Dublin what the Five Lamps actually represents and what the stands for, significance of it, and they wouldn't be able to tell you.
there's a sort of a myth about it in a way, I suppose. But it's a lamp with five lanterns on it, and it was given to the people of the area way back to commemorate a battle. I think I'm not really quite sure myself, but. Well, it used to have a drinking fountain there, so it was put there in the 1800s before people had piped water to the houses. So nowadays, it's itself. There's five roads as well that lead from it: Portland Road, Savile Place, North Strand, Amien Street, Killarney Street. So they all kind of converge in that area.
Yeah, I suppose it signifies the five areas as well, and the culture that's...
It does, yeah. They come together there. There's parishes that sort of meet at this boundary here, like Sean McDermott Street Parish, and then the North William Street, North Strand, Savile Place. So they all kind of come together there. It's really a crossroads. And it's a main artery into town as well.
Yes, yeah. And some great eminent figures coming from the area as well. I think Ronnie Drew was from around there.
Yeah, and Luke Kelly came from there, and the Sheridans, Jim and Peter Sheridan, and many, many wonderful people have come from this area.
Okay, and how long is the festival running for this time? I think I was talking to you, I know we did a live broadcast down there a couple of years ago.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I did say at the time that you might have created a monster. You start off with sort of a couple of days and then it gets bigger and bigger. Has it gotten bigger over the years?
It's gotten bigger over the years. We try to sort of hold it to a week now, so it starts on a Thursday. And it finishes on the following Thursday. But we actually do have openings on Monday and on Wednesday, so it's slightly larger. You know, that's just the way it is, because people want to have a proper opening for each of the exhibitions and that kind of thing. So our first opening is actually for the school from Sheriff Street, the St. Lawrence O'Toole School. They've been doing a workshop with an artist over the last few months about the Royal Canal, and their exhibition is opening on Monday morning in Charleville Mall Library. They've been working on models and drawings of birds that they see along the Royal Canal. And interestingly, this is the canal is 200 years older. The finishing of the canal is 200 years this year. So that's interesting. We actually have a day next Saturday week, the 1st of April, a big day out on the canal. So that should be great fun.
Okay, but some more of the highlights that you're having, because it's running, as you say, there for a couple of days, nearly a week, and one of the things I have to ask you about specifically, but maybe you'll give me some more highlights, but I imagine lots and lots of people are going to be in there for to look at the ukulele collection, because it has a resurgence in popularity for the ukulele.
Yeah, there's a huge group of people going to be on stage, so hopefully they'll all bring somebody along. That's on the last night. It's a finale concert, and that group, they won a prize last year in Electric Picnic, I think, for being the happiest or the most outgoing or some special prize like that. They're a fantastic group. They were at our launch night as well in Custom House recently, so they great song, great exuberance, and great colour. So they're on the finale night. After them, then, there's Sean Miller, who's a Dublin songwriter, composer, great singer himself. And then after that, again, the final on that night is Riley Stone Lonergan. He's a jazz musician from the west of Ireland, but he's living in London for the last few years, and he's got the highlight of that concert that night. So it's a whole kind of mixture of music the very last night.
Okay, and the location for that is in the Liberty Hall, and then
Liberty Hall Theatre.
And this day week in Liberty Hall as well, you have a great show put together.
We have a fantastic show. We have Lisa Lamb. She's a fantastic singer, and she's singing with Fake No Brain on Martin Brunson of Hot House Flowers. I actually was talking to Fake No the other day at the Royal Canal. He's doing a programme on the Royal Canal, a documentary with TV3. But it was really interesting to have them singing with Lisa. It'll be a really fantastic mm-hmm. concert. They'll be that evening. The keynotes are going to be playing before Lisa Lamb. They're an a cappella, male a cappella group, so that should be really lovely. So I'm really looking forward to having Lisa on the festival this year.
And apart from Liberty Hall, what other venues are there? I mean, the college itself, I'm sure.
The college itself, yeah. We have two exhibitions here. We have an exhibition of work that was put together by a group of women from the South Circular Road Mosque. And it's an art tent, if you like, in a way. It's called Cover of Dreams. And for the week that the art installation will be there, there will be people, there will be a few events around that with tea and food happening on the Wednesday, the 5th of April at 11 o'clock in the morning. And that's actually a women-only event, so you won't be coming to that. But they're the same time, next door to that exhibition, Stephen Lockman, who lives right beside the college, he's a well-known artist, his exhibition is going on. We have a couple of exhibitions down at the Odeon mm-hmm. in the Point Depot at the Point Village. So there's a beautiful the mezzanine area there. We have Paul Kelly's photographic exhibition, the North Wall series, and we have another exhibition by Barbara O'Mara, who featured with us last year, and her exhibition is called Babies of Ravaged Nations. So it's an exhibition of paintings by Barbara, oil paintings of women in a Madonna pose, and the women have come from various nations that mm-hmm. are troubled at the moment. They're mostly refugee women. We also have a fantastic circus event this day week, where the Fancini brothers, who actually hail from County Kerry, are coming to Dublin to do Guido Fancini's Impossible Circus, which is absolutely great fun. Mm-hmm. The first night, we have Women Who Rock in the Grand Social, so there's lots of different women playing music there. We're highlighting the canal this year. We have a walk with Peter Clark along the canal from the Blessington Street Basin down to Charleville Mall on Saturday the 1st. So we've a variety of things, but one of the really lovely events will be the same night, the 1st of April, where dockers who worked on the docks from the area, who are doing an event called Dublin Dockers in Their Own Words, mm-hmm. Stories and Songs, at the Lloyd's Pub in Amiens Street, and that will be a fantastic event. So anybody who has any memories of the docks might like to go along to that, because you might meet old friends there.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I've met the lads many a time and talked about it. It's great that they've kept this culture alive and the whole thing about the docks, because I walked down on the south side of the docks, walking down to the Bord Gáis yesterday, and I was astounded with the changes all the way down. Going off the subject a bit, but anyway, from City Quay right down to the Plough, what's the name of the pub, I can't think of it now. Nothing that was the reason.
Nothing remains. Yeah,
it's
very sad. Yeah. And like the stories and the stories that they have to tell, and the photographs that they've collected, and the artifacts that they have of their own working lives mm-hmm. on the docks are so precious to them, but also they should be precious to the people of Dublin. And you know, we should be looking for a museum or a place where their memories can be held for future generations, mm-hmm. because up to fairly recently, up to about 25, 30 years ago, up to 5,000 men worked in the docks and manual labour, and that's all disappeared. And it's been replaced by office blocks and hotels.
Yeah, it looks like
it'd be great to have something. Yeah, it looks like they've just disappeared off the face of the earth, but mm-hmm. actually they're still alive, and they're telling their stories on the 1st of April, and it's be a wonderful evening. Younger people then will be well entertained during the festival. There's free events for children right through the festival. On Saturday the 1st of April there's loads of family events, but during the week there are other events that are especially aimed at children, puppet shows and all that kind of thing. Okay. We have a fantastic exhibition as well about young people that jump into the water around the canals and okay. the Liffey. The photographer actually takes the camera as he's jumping in with himself, so I'm really looking forward to that. Dylan Joyce is the name of the photographer, and his exhibition is actually in the sea lock just on Gill Street, so it'll okay. be really fascinating. Yeah.
Okay, quite diverse and quite a lot of variety of stuff happening there over the festival. Mm-hmm. So you have a website people can look up and pick and choose where they want to go.
We have a website. Yeah, we have a website. And this year we have a few films as well by Shea Mary Doyle, looking at the old inner city, mm-hmm. and also looking at architecture. So those films will be shown in the Odeon at the Point Village. Our website is www.fivelambsarts.ie.
Okay, fivelambsarts.ie. Thank you very much for talking to us, Roisin, and good luck. And
okay,
the hard
great.
Work is
Thank
paying
you.
Off. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thanks very much. Hope to see you there. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.